The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I lost it there. Ahoy, how about that? Full-on cowboy boy. I only have amateur blowing.
With all that
Megan Rapinoe.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
Ah, they damn it!
Anyone getting a sports woody?
Why are you going there?
AIDS. I have AIDS. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist game.
Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah,
that's problematic.
Jay and Bones. Yeah, we got a new drop, guys. Check this out.
That's what the color guy was saying.
That's just...
That's really bad.
It's not good.
He's saying color.
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 Color
like
comment.
Like the color commentator.
Yes. The problem was the guy that I was referring to was black, and the moment I said the color guy, I was like, no, color comment. That's conveniently left out. Dude, this show is ridiculous.
Black, please. Thank you.
Boy! This is all about anytime someone in the media is like, you were taken out of context, you're thinking of this show.
Black dumb.
I don't know what context that is. By the way, the Beavs just punched their ticket.
They did it.
Yeah.
They've won the World Series.
No.
They've won the Corvallis Regional.
And now comes the Corvallis Super Regional, where you welcome in those punk-ass Seminoles.
But come on, they're not losing to Florida State.
I'll tell you right now, dude, like, they had like a 10-day layoff, and St. Mary's got them. I don't know if there's an idea of like a team that just looks the part, but they absolutely curb-stomped everybody. Once they got that St. Mary's game out of the way. I mean, has there... So far, I mean, has there been a team that has put up the... Like, how many did you say in the three games?
40? Well, they 14 and 20... They scored 34 yesterday runs, and they have 9 today. So, 45... Or, I mean, wait. Yeah,
I don't think they 45. Scored... I don't think they scored 30. Oh, well, I guess
they
it was
did.
The two games
they
combined.
Scored 14 and 20.
Yeah.
And 9. I don't know what they scored that game they beat St. Mary's. I didn't see that game. How many did they score in that game?
Take a look here and see what our Beavs are putting up.
Pretty good. Pretty.
And they didn't have to use any... I mean, they went with an opener today that hadn't thrown more than 3 innings except one time all year. And he gave them, like, what, 5 shutout innings? So, maybe this is just one
it's
of
good
those...
stuff.
The Beavs got a little... the Beavs got a look about them. You know, a little something, something.
So they won 14-1, 20-3. Oh, yeah, the St. Mary's game was 20-3. Yeah. And then the TCU game, that's what I meant, 7-2.
7-2. So, yeah, they lose 4-6, then 7-2, 20-3, 14-1.
So they have won the last 4 games by a combined score of 50-6. 50-6.
Good Lord. Hey, man. Nice Beaver. Let's go.
Anybody watch the Mobland finale last night?
I have not. Don't spoil it for me. I haven't watched it.
No, no spoilers here. Great show.
Have we been confirmed for season 2 yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that by the way it ends, there's a season 2.
Okay. That show is fantastic. That's one of the best shows going on TV right now.
Did you catch the end of the Your Friends and Neighbors
I did.
Show? That and was a good ending.
I haven't yet. I finished the last one before it.
I liked it right till the end, and then it pissed me off. That's
Why?
As angry as I've been about an ending in a long time.
You mean when he does the 180?
Yes. It was perfect. It was a perfect ending, and then for no reason whatsoever.
Did they Disney it up at the end?
Yes. Mm. It's so stupid. It's like
you're talking about his without ruining
the
it.
Choice.
You're talking about his choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
I didn't see that coming.
It's very, because it's so dumb. It's Game of Thrones, where it's like, hey, our character has learned all these lessons and everything's pointing one way, and then for no reason whatsoever, with no thought, no rational human being on the planet would do this, we're like, ah, we're gonna do something completely different. Hated it.
I thought it was good.
I loved the ending, and I was like, oh, that's so good. And then at the end, they're like, why did you do that? Why did you wreck it?
That's the show with what's his nuts?
John Hamm.
John Hamm, Amanda Peet, and Olivia Munn.
And by the way, I was not familiar with Olivia Munn's game.
Oh,
so I apologize.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Do now.
I do. I had no idea.
She's top tier.
Can I also one other thing? So that show's on Apple, and so you can do what you want on Apple. I'm a little disappointed that they give me a lot of, like, close but no cigar sort of moments.
And she has done a bunch of those in her past.
I just think, you know, if you want to take that show over the top, let's just go a little further. Love the show. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm like, ooh, are we going to? No.
Well, we're getting a new season of that, too.
Yeah, they're
I mean, she used to date Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else she has been in.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She was in The Newsroom. I remember that.
She doesn't. She's not like a huge star. She's a huge name.
She's married to Mulaney now, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, I think
Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are married?
I think they're married with a kid.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, John Mulaney left his wife for her. And I remember at the time being like, really? And then I'm like, oh, well, all right. I stand corrected.
You know, this is a good point. Someone says on the text line, how do they even do a season two if he doesn't make that choice? And that's...
Yeah.
It's true.
I understand. Yeah. But this is what bugs me sometimes about TV shows and why I prefer movies.
You want the actual... You want it all buttoned up.
Well, because sometimes that's all... Like,
that's
it. There are some stories that there is nothing else. And I'll bet you, bottom dollar, because you're pretty finicky, I'll bet you 3 episodes into season 2.
I'm out.
You're say out. This is stupid.
That's right.
And it's maybe over. Because there's nothing else to do.
If they write it that way, if they write it in a way that, like, ooh, here's a twist you didn't see coming, probably because it wouldn't happen, that means the next writing that's going to follow is equally as unbelievable.
Because in a lot of times in movies, like, you just, there's, you know, and sometimes movies, it has to get wrapped up too quickly. But you're better off wrapping up too quickly than having to extend it, because you're like, well, I don't. So the idea, if you don't know the kind of the arc behind this show, rich, entitled, a-hole, multimillionaire, his life falls apart, loses his family, loses his job, and he turns to a life of crime. And that's the plot. But it all gets resolved at the end of it. Like, that's the story arc, right? He figures everything out, and then, because you're like, well, this was a successful season, so we have to write it down.
Yeah.
Remember Heroes was like this?
Heroes
where
which show was that?
I remember Heroes.
Yeah, Heroes. You see this a lot where shows come in, and normally it takes a couple seasons, but sometimes it's just, that's why I really like Fargo. They just, or True Detective. Like, it's...
Well, and those are all unique, though, because they wrap them up with the finality at the end. If they gave you a different Friends and Neighbors with a different neighborhood and different Friends and Neighbors, you could, but with this same cast, you trying to throw a curveball like that, that's not going to keep the train running the way you think it is.
You painted yourself into a corner, and I loved that show. Everything about it until the final 45 seconds, and I'll write it down on a piece of paper. That when that show comes back, within 3 episodes, you will be saying, this show lost it, this is dumb, and you'll go find something else to watch, because it should have ended right then and there. But you got to do the cash grab. You gotta,
I don't know why more shows can't just, you know, you keep the same storylines and the same people that made it popular, but why can't you just have sort of seasons that are separate from each other?
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't have to have cliffhanger every time.
Yep.
You don't have to have... It's like Curb is like this, right?
Yes.
It's the same people, but no real episode... Well, I mean, there are themes throughout the episodes, but you don't really need to have seen seasons 1 through 4 to see understand season 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And more shows should be like that.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to to carry over that part of the storyline just because it's the main storyline in season one.
Yeah.
Find a new storyline for season two.
You know what was it? So I just looked up shows that should have ended after one season, and there's some good ones in here. Westworld was another one. Westworld should have ended at the end of that. If you
there
don't
was
know,
no way they were gonna
no. Because it was a huge
follow-up.
Hit.
Yeah, and it was good.
Yeah, and you could have ended that with the Man in Black and had that resolve, and it would have been one of the great. Put 3 to 4 more episodes at the end of that, and this is like, instead of having 10 episodes and then doing some crappy second season where you have to write 12 more, make it 15 episodes, 13, whatever, and wrap it up.
And I can't believe I'm saying this because I usually hate when this happens, but if you end up having that much material, then break it up into 2 and give us like 7 in the summer and another 7 in the fall or something like that. But this, this idea where we cut it at 9 or 10 and then we have enough to start the next one, but then there's nowhere to go, that sucks.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of these shows that people are, it's all under the same thing that like, it you may have had a little more meat on the bone, but not 2 or 3 extra seasons, and they almost always wither and die where it ends up being bad, and it sucks. And sometimes like they just drag them out. Was it like Ray Donovan, Dexter, are ones that were really good shows for a couple years. Sons of Anarchy, I think, had some of this where they just. You can't. Game of Thrones certainly had this.
There's plenty of sitcoms too. I liked that show Weeds with Mary Louise Parker. That started out that way and then just got ridiculous. Yeah. It just shouldn't have continued.
Well, here we are.
Still, you should watch it.
Watch what? Mobland?
Friends and Neighbors.
Friends and Neighbors.
And Mobland.
Yeah. Yeah, Friends and Neighbors is a good show.
The one that's scaring me right now that I really like on Apple TV, that because the first 2 seasons, it might have been my favorite show on TV. And it needs to end is, and they're bringing it back, is Shrinking.
Why do you think that needs to end?
Well, because they kind of solved it. Like he's in a good spot. Again, that's a guy whose his wife dies and he's a shrink and he melts down.
Harrison Ford.
Jason Segel. Harrison Ford is his boss. Yeah. Drink. And you spend 2 seasons going through emotional hell with that family, and they come out the other side, and at the end of the final one, everyone's in a good spot. They've come out of it. What? It's over. It was 2 seasons. It was incredible. Tip your cap and walk away. And my fear is, as much as I love that show, season 3 is going to, it's gonna suck.
Is this happening with The Last of Us? I don't watch The Last of Us.
It's already taken a huge
hit. It's
been really negative press about that show.
I noticed that nobody's talking about it. I saw the first season and I thought it was okay. I didn't love it as much as everyone else did, but I noticed that no one is talking about season 2.
Well, the numbers have dropped and it became the poor girl that stars in it has become like the most hated person in Hollywood.
She's been doing a bad job.
She's been miscast, and then it got caught in some political stuff too. And then the main character dies off, and that
I did see that the agenda got too woke this season. That was a headline.
Do you want? You said political. Do you want Trump Burger in your life?
There's Trump Burger.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not from Don Trump.
Oh,
it's not the
grift. Is it an anti-Trump?
Well,
what?
I'll explain it to you next, but
they're eating the dogs.
All I'm picturing right now is like a Planet Hollywood themed sort of place, but Trump.
What the hell is going on?
Everyone's wearing the red hats and like orange makeup and like everything's made, like everything's like gold colored.
Everything's computer.
And there's a Tesla out front.
I love Tesla.
It's called Trump Burger of Belleville. And as far as I can tell, the Don has nothing to do with it.
So you think.
Exactly. That's next on The Fan. All right, primetime Belleville, Texas. This is outside of Houston.
Okay, so is it like right outside of Houston suburb, or is it
way
it's,
out?
It's way out.
Yeah.
So we're
rural Texas.
Rural Texas.
But it's
a little West Texas in my eye coming at you.
Yeah, maybe 45 minutes you get into Houston,
okay.
But it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Belleville, otherwise. And it's called Trump Burger. It is a restaurant called Trump Burger.
Of course.
And
well, at this point, we're idiocracy. We really are. Just lean into it.
It was started by a Lebanese immigrant named Roland Bieni.
I would like to point out that when you type in Belleville and it pulls up on the map, you know, Google Maps, you know, it gives you a little outline.
Gulf of America there, too?
Would you care to guess? There's only two things, locations that pop up on the map. And this is not Zoom.
Of Belleville?
Of Belleville. I just Googled Belleville, Texas. And, you know, it brings up the map, shows you where it's at. And, you know, on the map, they'll have little highlights of...
Like landmarks and things?
Little marks. There are two marks on Belleville. And the first one is The Hill.
Which is what?
It's a hamburger restaurant.
Oh.
Would you care to guess what the second one is?
Trump Burger.
The entire city of Belleville on Google has two things that are highlighted, and they're both burger restaurants. Oh, my God.
So, this guy named Roland, who is a Lebanese immigrant, opened Trump Burger, and it features burgers branded with the president's name, American flags, and joke items themed around his Democratic rivals. Like, for example, there is the Biden burger.
Do I even want to know? Is at least it's clever.
Oh, I do.
It's actually not that clever, but it features a 1 ounce beef patty topped with old tomato and the oldest buns available due to cheating and inflation.
Wow.
Okay.
Listed.
You're not serving that. You're just doing bits.
He's doing bits. Yeah, no, this was not. Okay, so the joke items are not real. Like, the Biden burger is not real.
Because I would think the Biden burger would be like an aged beef, maybe with, like, again, some blue cheese. You know, you could do a whole lean in to, you could lean into it. But
you
that.
Could, you could get clever about
you
it.
You could get clever about
this
it.
This is $50.99. And of course, they're talking about inflation.
Inflation, yeah.
But it's not a real.
Sure. So no one will.
You don't order it.
Yeah.
But it says, so there have been a lot of critics that have already gone there, and they say it sucks.
Well,
but.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
But the thing that this guy is doing is he's leaning into the whole, you know, the whole MAGA thing. Sure. The MAGAs love it.
Yeah.
They love going there and getting a burger.
Anything to own the libs, man.
Yeah,
anything.
Man. It's got Trump's name branded on the bun.
By the way, it's only a matter of time before Trump just sues.
Like, totally.
He's not going to let this happen.
I'm surprised he...
Unless he thinks it's good for pub and then he takes the rights and buys a stake in it.
Yeah, he probably gives him some cash.
Actually, I'll start franchising these. It's a delicious burger. RFK loves the burger.
I want the Trump burger to open in Portland. Let's go. If you put up Trump burgers and actually made it like an In-N-Out thing, I guarantee these things would kill.
So there's a critic that went in there. He noted that the restaurant chain's logo features a cheeky burger that nods to President's comb-over with a swoop of golden blonde hair floating above the bun. The red, white, and blue color scheme and countless references to Trump feel like a shrine to the president. He says it's not easy to enjoy your food at Trump Burger. The critic said, claiming that he had been approached by a professional Trump impersonator while eating his burger. I was waiting for him to break into YMCA at some point. While he argued Trump Burger's signature item was consistent in its blandness and criticized the Philly cheesesteak for its stingy portions, he did praise the First Lady chicken sandwich as being better than the burger, with a nicely grilled, not-too-dry chicken breast draped with two slices of American cheese.
Dude, you can't do it because, again, he would need to be involved in it. But if you're telling me that you went into a deep red state and put up a halfway decent burger joint, like Killer Burger, and you had employees in Trump wigs, you had, you know, like every time someone like finishes a big burger, like someone rings a bell and does the Trump dance, and you had freedom fries, and you're telling me that thing wouldn't just crush in red states? It would have to.
But yeah, if the burger was decent and the bits were funny enough, this would go gangbusters.
Because
everywhere.
Dude, Trump people, I've never seen anything quite like it, where they will buy anything and affiliated with this. It is like it is their religion.
Trumpy bear.
Yeah.
They're also calling poor reviews of Trump Burger fake news because of the liberal media.
Dude, snowflakes.
I mean, it's really something. And this guy will be deported in three, two, and one. So it's in...
You do it anymore, you're going to have a lot of problems.
Belleville?
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Is that what I said?
Belleville is what you said.
Belleville, Texas. Check it out.
And by the way, it is in the middle of... Or go to the Hill, and then you can compare the two burger joints in Belleville, Texas.
I'm sorry. When I first read this story, I was like... Or I saw the headline for this story. I was like, of course, Trump's opening his own burger joint.
Yeah.
But that's not what it is at all.
That's not what it is.
So I'm very surprised by that.
Although I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time. Although he doesn't need it. Dude, his crypto thing, he's made like a couple $1 billion, like $2.5 billion.
The grift is working.
So he doesn't need burgers. By the way, the population, 4,000 in Belleville. And it looks like you can, everything's pretty affordable there.
I wonder the furthest anyone's traveled for a Trump burger. Think people came from far and wide so far?
I sure hope not.
I don't know.
But out there, you never know.
No, you never know. I'm looking here at the restaurants. I mean, you got slim pickings. So
I love Tesla.
You know, you got a chance just for the fact that it's a restaurant.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
Not a lot of hotels. So maybe, you know, it's a captive audience for it, man. You can go to the Blisswood Bed and Breakfast. Or the Country Dome Suites, you can get a nice room for $68. Does that seem a little spendy?
Yes.
I wonder what the budget in of Belleville is working with. That seems maybe two-star hotel. Let's go see what a night at the budget motel will run you.
Is this true? Someone says there's some rule where a president loses trademark on their name when they are POTUS. My friend makes Trump shaped silicon ice cube makers.
I no idea.
I don't know.
Again, you're what are you?
Yeah.
No offense, but I am not up on my.
So could you do the Trump, like you could, because he's president, you can use his name for your, I don't know.
I find that hard to believe. So I can make anything gym. With Trump, Obama, Biden, any of that.
I don't know.
Trump That's... top team, Oregon.
No, there you go.
Trump's what?
Well, he's wearing his Brazilian top team. I said Trump top team.
I'm going to start my own jiu-jitsu gym, and it's going to be Trump team. It's going to be the greatest jiu-jitsu gym you've ever seen in the world. It's going to be unbelievable.
It's called sports.
It is called sports.
It's called baseball in particular.
I'd also like to point out that the Budget Inn does not have a website.
The Budget Inn?
No. It's...
Just that one? I see one here, downtown Helena, Montana. Right here.
The Budget Inn of Belleville does not have a website to look up. There's just nothing...
2.5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah. So I don't...
Tell you what, that is not a good-looking place.
No. But does it say... Is this the only... place in America that is a hotel that doesn't... So what, do I have to call?
Analog, baby. Old school.
By the way, this is the first review. This is from Jamie Martin. From 5 months ago. Do not stay here, all caps, 3! The room had a hole in the wall and bed bugs. Checked out after one night and still got charged for both nights. This place should be condemned.
Yeah, another one says, rooms were nasty, had roaches, stray cats, and rats, and service is terrible, front desk is rude and racist.
Yeah, no trash, fridge broken, room smelled horrible, ceiling was peeling, red drip spots on the ground, hair in the sink, black mold, and pink stuff in the shower, holes in the sheets, dead bugs, live bugs, crumbs under the bed, no table, no Bible, dirty microwave, broken
no Bible?
No Bible. No ceiling light, no bathroom door, broken. The bed was clean and comfortable, so that was nice. And the reception was very awesome. But the bed bugs were not good. The tower floor was a plus, and the curtains were being held up by a pipe for plumbing or something, which looked pretty cool but odd. You know, can I at least give a shout-out to this person for putting a couple nice things in there? You know.
Being fair.
Well, I will not stay here again. I would sleep in my truck. So basically, I think there's a reason why they don't have a website.
All right, we got to run.
Dude, these reviews are fantastic.
How would you like a face tattoo?
Yeah, I'm going to probably say no to that. I'm trying to think under what circumstances I would get a face tattoo. There you go.
What if your face tattoo tracked how hard you worked?
What?
What?
Why would
this is a thing.
Okay. I'm confused, but
it's the new tech.
I'm leaning into it.
Yep. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Yes, it's time for Hot Tech Talk here on The Fan. Whoa. Pretty creepy.
Pretty creepy.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. Is this Severance?
No, it's part of your music.
It is?
Yeah, the ambiance just didn't kick in right away from the background.
Oh, I was going to say, that had like a weird, like kind of evil keyboard.
We haven't really played that before, have we?
Couldn't really hear it that well, but then I was like, oh yeah, that does have creepy, like, piano kind of tones. Yeah, it's a little unsettling, but now that I hear it blended in with everything else, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hey, have you had a tough day?
I can't unhear it. Way to go.
Have you had a tough day, Jace?
No, not really.
Well, soon you'll be able to prove it.
I don't know why, but the moment you said that, the first person I thought of was Jason Swigard. No one loves to express the tough day quite like Jason Swigard.
Well,
he's master of this right here.
Yeah.
Hey, Swag, how you doing?
Here's the situation.
He's a big sire. Soon, you will be able to prove it, as researchers have unveiled a groundbreaking way to track when your brain is working too hard with a face tattoo.
Oh.
In a study published today in the Cell Press Journal Device, scientists introduced a wireless, temporary, electronic forehead tattoo that monitors brainwaves to objectively measure mental workload. Okay. Designed to help change the way we monitor cognitive fatigue in high-stakes professions like air traffic control, truck driving, and other focus-intensive roles, much like this radio program.
Well, clearly, yes.
The tattoo analyzes brain activity in real time.
Was it a tattoo, or is it? That doesn't seem like a tattoo. It just seems
detecting
like
how hard you are working. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they call it a tattoo. It seems to me that it's a device.
Yeah, I mean, a tattoo, as someone that has a tattoo. How would a tattoo, like, it's just it's ink under your skin. This isn't a tattoo.
Maybe it senses certain things.
Like a mood ring? But again, how
yeah,
is
like
that
an aura ring, but painting style.
Yeah, and it's on your damn forehead. Like, what? So you now let everyone know that you're stressed?
I'm mad.
By the way, I could totally see this becoming a dip-ass trend where people are like, read my forehead, man. Not today.
When this thing turns red, you're not going to like what happens.
Here's what it looks like. So it kind of looks like a tattoo.
Yeah. You look like a moron.
Yeah.
Is
I mean,
what you
it,
do.
It doesn't look... I mean, it looks like it's... It's not like the most advanced thing.
Yeah.
Advanced looking thing.
Sure.
But it's got like... He's got like a chip on his forehead and then these tats of sort of mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Around, like, kind of Mike Tyson style.
Sure.
Around the eyes and stuff.
Boy, the face tattoo is a hell of a commitment there.
And then they have sensors on there.
When can we go back to the days of where we just all just bury our emotions and go about our day? there's just sometimes not everyone needs to know everything that's going on in your life. You see the videos now where, like, some dude or some gal gets cheated on, like, in the worst like conceivable way, and so their first thing is...
First thing you do is hop on Instagram stories or
hop
Instagram
on Instagram
Live.
And tell you guys what, like, how my life just S'd all over itself. It's fascinating. And so now this. I could totally see this being a thing with the Gen Zers, where it's like, it's been a hell of a day, guys. Look at my forehead. Look at this red right here.
Now, it only costs $200, the full setup.
Oh, thank God.
Including a battery pack and a reusable chip.
You charge your tattoo, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a Pinocchio sort of thing, but in real life. It just seems such an odd...
Yeah, it's weird.
And what's again, maybe I missed it. What is the benefit of this?
Well, it will tell you if you're overworked.
Well, but isn't...
If you're stressed, you're stressing your brain.
Is anyone ever...
Well, you want optimal brain you know, like for certain tasks, like, you know, the air traffic control thing is a big thing right now. You want optimal brain activity, right? You don't want to. You just want optimal performance of the brain. And now this is a sort of a way to measure that.
So,
according to them.
So if you're an employee, you're going to let your boss like have this so they can see if you're stressed and like they can fire you or not let you work.
Yeah, there are masking options that you can hide it.
Do we have any area of privacy like left whatsoever, or are we going down the road of just, dude, put something up my keister and the government and everyone else will know everything about me at all times.
Share it all and bear it all.
Well, which is sometimes having a bad day and just keeping it to yourself and be like, you know what, I'll go home and eat some ice cream and, you know, watch something or yell into a pillow and I'll be all right. $200 to find out if you're overstressed.
That's it. Yep.
I wonder, like, if we were doing this show, would our strap that thing to yourself and see what happens?
Yeah, you guys could follow our brain activity as we make dumb fart jokes.
Oh, look, Isaac's totally checked out right now.
Dude, he's done. Question is, who like of the fan? I'm trying to think of who would...
Whose face tattoo would be the most volatile?
Yeah.
Ooh, I think Schultzy.
Oh, yeah, dude. I think he operates in the red a lot.
He's intense.
Yeah, he's an intense fella. And the key's in the red. Careful when the race car's in the red, Schultzy. Because even when Schultzy's happy and he kind of laughs, it's always that it's that laugh where you feel like there's something bad but coming behind it. Like it's concerning.
And I also have new contact lens news for you.
Oh.
Scientists have created contact lenses that they claim allow people to see in the dark.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Cat eyes?
Night vision?
Infrared lights. Yep.
Kick ass. I would actually be like, could I just put those in glasses? Because I kind of have some, like when I drive at night, I struggle sometimes with old night vision. Can I just, instead of contacts, can I just get some like night vision glasses?
What do you think?
Yeah, right. I would actually be interested in that. If you gave me a pair of night glasses that actually like worked instead of like those weird like yellow blue blockers, I would, especially driving, I would 100% do that.
So this could allow colorblind people to see colors again, or spies to relay secret information.
So it's for colorblind people. It's
via
not for
flashes of infrared light.
Okay, so it's not for normal folk.
Well, it can be.
That's it's, what the color I guy could, was saying. Oh, for God's sakes!
Wow,
it's problematic.
Yes, you are. As detailed in the paper published in the journal Cell, the contacts don't even require an external power source to turn infrared light into visible light. Experiments involving both mice and humans have shown that the lenses allow the wearer to perceive multiple infrared wavelengths even when participants close their eyes.
Oh.
That's wild.
That is wild. Huh. A lot of these new technology stuff, I just roll my eyes at. But every now and then, something comes along, and
that's
pretty cool.
Beyond allowing wearers to see in the dark, the contacts could even be used to receive data wirelessly. There are many potential applications right away for this material. For example, flickering infrared light could be used to transmit information in security, rescue, encryption, or anti-counterfeiting settings.
See, this is a good point here. Someone said, "I always thought windshields on cars should be night vision." Amen. I should have a button on my car that I go to night mode, and because I don't know about you, but especially, and I've been this way for a long time, but especially as I've become an old fart, when it's a little rainy out, especially like during the fall, winter, and there's like the headlights coming out, am I the only one that can't see jack S when you're driving at night like that? Like, well, it's really bad sometimes for me.
Do you need you might need glasses.
Well, I try, but it doesn't, like, it's not like a distance thing. It's, I don't know.
I have that. I have to wear glasses when I drive at night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just like I just wish there was something that could be done that was, I don't know, that just kind of sharpened everything.
Maybe this is your answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a button where I don't need the lens. I just want it on my car. Like, because on my car, have you seen this now where on my car, I can either look in the rearview mirror or my rearview camera will go
in
my
mom's new car has that. It's really cool.
Yeah. And it throws me.
I think that's, I've read about that, and I found a lot of people, They don't use it.
I don't use it.
It's not.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It confuses
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But, like, it's. I mean,
cool idea, but.
I know. It's one of those things that I have, and I'm like, why is, like. I would, like, there's new technology coming all the time, and a lot of the stuff in, like, the new cars you'll never use. You're like, why is that there? But that windshield thing, a nighttime windshield, would be.
That enhances your.
Yes.
It just enhances your.
Yeah, the acuity and takes away yeah. like the road glare and all that. Like, I would be all over that. I would pay extra for that. To be honest with you, if I could go back and not pay for the rear view camera, like, I know that that's probably incorporated into like a tech package or whatever, but no one needs that.
My eyes are very important to me.
The one I want that they say is coming here in the next couple of years is the instant ear translator. That's the piece of tech that I'm most fired up about.
What does that mean?
So they're saying that, and there's some rude ones or like rudimentary ones now, but they're saying within a couple, 2-3 years, when you travel, you are just going to have a little earpiece with a little microphone on it, and it just you won't even know you're in it. In real time, it will translate. So you go to Italy, and someone speaks to you in Italian, there will be a real translation in your ear that tells you what they're saying, and you can respond.
In Italian?
In Italian.
It'll tell you what to say?
Yes. Or it will have a little like microphone to it to where you can speak, and then whether it be an app on your phone or through the earpiece itself, it will spit out what you say in Italian.
Damn.
And they're saying like some of like the early, the prototypes or... It is going to be, because right now it can be a little clunky in Google Translate. They're saying it's not going to be that much longer before this stuff is instantaneous and is really good with some of the slang and all that. And wow. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it stands to reason, you know. It's like you and I lived in the times of when you had to travel, you had to know a little bit of the languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be silly to some people down the road. Yeah. They're going to be like, what? You had to, what if you didn't know Italian? Well, yeah. You had to learn a few words.
Well, I think for some people, I think it's a real barrier for them wanting to travel places. And, you know.
Well,
it
can be hard.
Yeah.
But it's also amazing once you immerse yourself.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Yeah, it's amazing how much you can actually communicate without knowing the language.
Well, and sometimes it's fun. It's part of the adventure. But. Yeah. You know, they're saying that that will soon be a thing of the past.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Coming up next on The Fan. All right, well, we've done another one of these shows. By the way, Buck was talking about, back to the baseball tournament.
Yeah.
Buck was talking about LSU being favored by like 6.5 runs over Little Rock.
Yeah.
Little Rock's winning 4-1.
Well.
Of course, it's only in the second inning.
Yeah. Well, Ole Miss was down like, was it like 12?
They were down 12-3. It's now 12-11 in the bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth.
Damn. See, college baseball is bananas.
That little Murray State.
Or wait, what did I say? College basketball? Did I just say that?
Basketball, yeah.
Great movie.
No, that's not a great movie.
I love that movie.
Did you really?
That was one of those, like, it fit right at the right time of my childhood. It was like around when I was in like 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah,
it was
South
perfect.
Park guys.
Yeah.
Basketball.
And in real, well, not real, but Major League Baseball, the Rockies got a win.
Hey, 10, right?
10 now. They're 10 and 50.
10 wins.
What?
Go. What is the Colorado Rockies? Who'd they beat?
The Marlins.
Marlins. Oh, so it doesn't really count.
That doesn't really count. But you imagine, like, if you're the Mariners or someone and you missed the playoffs by, like, one game and you look back and it was the effing Colorado Rockies.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Well, I also think they haven't won a series for, like, 21 or 23 straight series or something going back to last year. So, you know, you win the first one on a Monday, maybe you got a chance.
10 games, for God's sakes. I would assume they didn't win a series.
But they also didn't for, like, the entire second half of last year, too.
Hey, Chris Bryant doesn't care. He'd get paid. Colorado's a great place to live.
Does he still play for them?
I think so, right? He signed a big deal with them.
Well, I don't think he plays, though.
Well, what does he do?
Is he just permanent IL?
Is he on that Chris Davis plan? Remember, like, those last couple years in Baltimore?
Yeah.
I think Mo Vaughn had a little bit of this. Ryan Howard. Like, you sign, like, these, like, $100-plus million deals, and then, like, you suck, and your team sucks, and they're like, I don't know, just go over there.
Was Chris Bryant ever good?
Yes, Chris Bryant was good. Won a World Series with the Cubbies.
That doesn't mean he was good.
Chris Bryant was good.
Wasn't he an All-Star?
Yes. Chris Bryant was good. That's not an objective. Chris Bryant was good.
He's on the
might not have been good for a long time, but he was good.
But he was good.
He's on the IL. He has 39 at-bats this season.
Hmm. Something tells me he's not in a rush to come back.
Batting average of 154.
Once again, something tells me he's not in a rush to come
back. God, he sucked. Went a whopping 218 with two bombs last year. Jesus.
How much is it cost? I mean,
I don't know.
I think he signed for like $175 million. It was a lot of
money.
With
the Rocks?
Yeah. It was a big deal when they spent. Let's see what Chris Bryant is making. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a hefty sum.
Well, it looks like our...
Yeah, he signed a seven-year... Sorry, I'm about to sneeze.
Uh-oh.
Care to take a guess? Not at my sneeze.
Seven-year?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Bless you.
Yeah, 7 years. This was in 2022, fully guaranteed, of course. Yeah. 7 years and how much?
Well,
he's
probably...
He's in the fourth year of it.
He's probably at... What year did he sign, you said?
2022.
He's probably at... $300 million?
Oh, no, that's not that bad.
$280 million? $182 million. So he's a bargain if he were to play.
$182 million?
Well, 7 years, so what?
27. He's getting $27 million to play for this Colorado Rockies
team. That's crazy.
By the way, Murray State just finished it. They beat Ole Miss at the Oxford Regional. So another SEC team goes down at home.
And I think right now we're all Little Rock. The Little Rock... Stallions, the Little Rock Slippery Frogs, the Little Rock Horny Toads.
What is their
mascot? As you can
Arkansas
tell,
Little Rock?
I'm not certain.
They are the Trojans.
Yes.
The Trojans.
Trojans. Wait, that's
really? Little Rock Trojans? All right. Go Troj. I just think it's watching the mighty SEC, they had half, I think, because what, there's 16 total national seeds, right? Am I not mistaken?
Yeah, that's right.
16, and the SEC had 8 of them. And dude, right now, only 2 have advanced.
I just want to give you... So, Chris Bryant won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Then he won MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you were asking...
So, he was good.
292, 39 home runs, 102 RBIs. After that, he had a decent season the next year. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 26, where he should be cruising into his prime, he didn't do anything... For basically the last 7 years.
And yet someone gave him $182 million.
He did have 31 home runs for the Cubs in 2019. Mm-hmm. And he was an all-star. So that's not too bad, I guess. But my God, what a fall from grace. Rookie of the Year, MVP.
Cody Bellinger. Which is worse.
Well, Bellinger's still in the league.
Yeah. Well, so is Chris Bryant.
Well, but you know what I mean.
I know. Bellinger had one of those. He won an MVP.
He sure did.
And then just nothing. Remember, he hurt his shoulder doing that stupid bro thing. And
maybe it's all just injuries for Bryant, but
I don't know.
What a weird career arc.
My daughter, when she was in Chicago, loved Chris Bryant. Like, he was...
Well, he's a hottie.
He was that. He was the dude in Chicago.
Blue-eyed dream.
Yep. Freaking loved him.
All right, you kids. Have a wonderful night, okay? We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Space.